From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Amidst a government shutdown, there were growing concerns tax refunds would not be processed on time this year at the federal level, but the White House is now saying they will be processed and sent out on time. But if you're hoping to use your state income tax refund to take a vacation, don't book anything just yet.
We expect to begin issuing New Jersey income tax refunds to those people who have an overpayment beginning the 1st of March.
The reason for the March 1st date: to ensure tax refunds aren't getting into the wrong hands. State health officials have confirmed the first death of a New Jersey child from the flu this season. The child is from Central Jersey, died in late December. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 800,000 died nationally, including 180 children during last year's flu season. Over the past week and a half, flu activity has jumped from moderate to high everywhere in the state, and Health Commissioner Sharif Ellenhall says there's no way to know how long the season's going to last this year.
Which is why we want to make sure that we're doing as much as possible to prevent the flu, doing sensible things like hand washing, making sure you stay home when you're sick.
And make sure all residents get a flu shot if you haven't already done so. Lawmakers looking into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration are growing increasingly frustrated over the lack of answers and baffled by the answers they are getting about how an accused rapist was hired into the administration and allowed to stay in his job for months. There were some tense moments at Thursday's hearings as the governor's chief of staff testified and then just walked out.
A half dozen times, special counsel Rosemary Alito suggested Pete Camerano did nothing to prevent Al Alvarez from being hired, and he either dodged the question or rejected its premise.
This is one of those things we can go on forever. If that's what you want to conclude, that's fine.
Obviously, you don't want to answer my question. But we can assume from your testimony that you took no action to prevent this hiring.
15 minutes later, Camerano asked for a break in the testimony and left the state house. His attorney, Chris Perino, says he'll return another day to finish.
There aren't physical or medical reasons. It's a long day, and I think the witness was tired.
At the state house, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, as those hearings are continuing, Governor Murphy has a new headache. More questions are being raised about the conduct of male Murphy administration staff members by Allison Kopicki, a top Economic Development Authority VP. She's resigning, she says, because she's faced discrimination, because she reported a top official allegedly creating a hostile work environment.
When Governor Murphy was asked if he's concerned that another high-profile woman is complaining about how she was treated by male members of his administration, Murphy did not answer the question directly. However, he did say,
I'm incredibly proud. We have put an extraordinary cabinet on the field. I believe an extraordinary team below the cabinet, across the agencies and departments in government, among, if not the most diverse in the United States.
God willing, said Murphy, I want to stand on the side of being a governor that has a great environment for folks to work in. In Passaic, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The governor is also under fire for his ties to a shadow political group that he's helped raise money for. The group has been running ads on his behalf, but won't say who their donors are. In Toms River, a man was taking video of a run-in with an officer outside police headquarters, and things could have gone bad if the cop sergeant didn't show up and school the officer on what he really can and can't do while wearing a badge. As seen in the video posted at NJ1015.com, Officer Frank Moschella approaches the man asking for ID.
If you fail to provide your documentation, you can be placed under arrest for obstruction.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
Moschella says he's gotten a call about a suspicious person and said he could arrest the cameraman, who it turns out runs a YouTube channel called Police State New Jersey, for obstruction. Sergeant Dan Ruiz eventually defused the matter, which is now being internally investigated. An online petition drive has been launched to oppose the idea of letting illegal immigrants get driver's licenses in New Jersey. State Senator Chris Connors says we can't keep handing out benefits to people who are here illegally because we can't afford it.
We already have economic difficulty in this state. We have middle class people leaving the state, wealth leaving the state.
Governor Murphy disagrees. He wants lawmakers to pass legislation for undocumented residents to be granted a license.
I'm strongly supportive, and sooner than later, of folks having the ability to get a driver's license regardless of their status, assuming they have to go through all the things that we all had to go through in order to get that license.
Murphy claims the move would make our roads safer. Among Jersey drivers, surprised to learn there is no full ban on video chatting while driving, is Assemblyman Nicholas Chiavoletti. The Bayonne Democrat and father of three says this is a common sense take on the issue.
I never fathomed the idea that speaking on FaceTime or streaming video while operating a motor vehicle would be legal. But, you know, we need to recognize that the iPhone was only created 12 years ago.
The law banning using a handheld cell phone device doesn't explicitly exclude video chat. The mystery of the missing pair of turkeys who like to hang out at the Wawa in Palmyra has been solved, sort of. Myra and Vinny had been entertaining folks at the store for some time, and they'd become local celebrities of a sort. People pausing for selfies, feeding the birds treats, but they vanished recently, and now police say it appears a Delaware rescue group grabbed up Vinny and took him to a wildlife refuge. That has infuriated locals. It is, in fact, illegal, but the state will not pursue charges. New Jersey college students are required to receive a vaccine for common strains of meningitis, but not meningitis B, the vaccine for which came about in 2014. Dr. Richard Bezozo with the Care Station Medical Group in Linden says because of the disease's severity, students should be vaccinated anyway.
Many people who get the illness and don't pass away will ultimately have lots of long-term complications such as brain damage, learning problems, hearing loss.
Cases of bacterial meningitis were reported at Princeton University in 2013 and 2014 and Rutgers in 2016. New Jersey now ranks number one in the nation for the growth of our craft beer industry, but we're still near the bottom in terms of breweries' economic impact per capita. Alex Degnan with the New Jersey Brewers Association says they'd like to see a law that allows Jersey wineries to sell Jersey-made craft beers, too.
It opens up new avenues for sale that don't currently exist in our state, but that we see successful in other states.
The association also wants more of the state's tourism efforts geared towards the craft drink industry. A young seal had to be rescued from a jetty in Wildwood, not because it was sick, but because people wouldn't leave it alone. People were rushing to the jetty to gawk or take selfies. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center says seals often leap up on our jetties to rest and get warm, and people think they're ill. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content available anytime, on demand, through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. It's a free download. I'm Eric Scott, and that's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news, New Jersey's first news at 5. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.